magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
And we are back on Phoenix FM on the arts programme, and still with Gareth is joining us. He's recovered from the first section of our interview. Thank you very much for sharing with that. But I think it was important to understand that kind of journey that you've been on to where you are now with the creative practice, and this really big diversion in the middle, which was about kind of going and working for that charity, but also how your practice is influenced by your life and what you've done. So let's bring us up to date with the creative design agency and the gallery. So first of all, you're based in Chelmsford.
Yep.
How long has the creative design agency been going for?
Well, I think we've been going for, as a limited company, for about 6 years, but mm-hmm. it really grew out of my growing freelance career. Excuse me. So, you know, so I got the one client, became two, became three, and so that grew.
Yeah.
And I was working out of a small room above a hairdresser in this lovely Georgian building, for sort of four stories. And,
nice.
And so I was subletting a room. And then must be just over about 6 years ago, came in on Easter Monday, I remember, and there was a board outside that said to let, which was a bit of a shocker.
Right.
So the hairdressing business had failed.
Oh, okay.
There was virtually no one subletting. I think it was me and one other. And we were suddenly thrown into turmoil that we were going to be booted out and no space to work in. So I started to look at, by that time I was employing someone. And so we started to look around, and it was pretty soul destroying because the places were grim. Mm. But I had a good relationship with the landlord. So I had a chat with him, and we ran some numbers and decided we would take it on. So I decided that I would rent the whole space,
okay,
all four floors, and that I would sublet. But I would move the design practice into what was the hairdresser, complete with incredibly chintzy, gaudy wallpaper and chandeliers and gold-painted radiators.
And that's where
that's
you are
definitely
now.
Definitely what you want for your design
I didn't
agency.
Realise this was the whole building then, because obviously I've been to the studio and I've seen it by night when it turns into a gallery. So what's above you then?
We've had all sorts of different people over the years. So we've got a couple of tattoo artists who rent a room. We've got a psychotherapist. We've got a brow and lash lady. And, we've got, you know, it's just a whole mixture of folk.
Yeah.
So we just provide that as sublet space.
Yeah. So the design agency starts doing very well. So that's kind of on the kind of...
And I wanted to build, because we've got these huge windows now, because it's being this old hairdresser, we've got these big windows right on the street, we've got our name above the door. And I wanted to create this space that felt, you know, inspiring to work in. So it's, I mean, to be honest, it's a bit of a man cave, I guess, you know, but I've got some cool furniture and I've got some, you know, collected art over the years as, along with my own kind of work. And so I had loads of stuff framed and we created this amazing space to work in.
Yeah.
and then we had people walking by and sort of staring in and taking photos through the windows and, you know, occasionally knocking on the door saying, what is it you do in here? Because it is uber cool. And has a kind of that kind of, I don't know, Shoreditch-y kind of London kind of creative agency look. And then when we came out, we survived the pandemic. When we came out of that, albeit with different people around me, just decided that we really love that sense of interruption and that relationship that we have with people on the street. But so we thought, why don't we blur the lines between the studio and the street even more and deliberately invite people in? And I had this idea about what it'd be like to be a gallerist, because I'm just around art a lot of the time and around artists a lot, and increasingly so. So I would go off and do courses at the Royal Drawing School and things like that. And so just being in that environment just really, I just found it incredibly compelling. So I reached out to a young artist and said, would you like to put on a solo show? We've never done it before. We've got the space. We've got the wall space. We know how to do marketing. We can brand it. We can make it look great. We can add it to our website. We don't have any contacts in the art world, you know, really, in terms of buyers.
Yeah.
But why don't we just put on a show? So they agreed, and about a year ago, we put on our first solo show. And so it's not, you know, brand agency by day and gallery by night. It's a working design studio stroke gallery.
Yeah.
So, and our motto is, if we're in, we're open.
Yeah.
So if you're wandering through Chelmsford and you pass the gallery and you want to come in and we're there, just knock on the door and you know. I mean, but we do our big sort of open evenings and we invite those people in. And then we have groups who want to come in from time to time and we'll open up in the evening. But if you want to see a particular show or a particular piece of work, I'm happy 24/7 pretty much to say, well, if it's a Sunday afternoon like now and you want to come and see a piece of work, give us a call, schedule it, and we'll talk art and we'll show you around the show. So we're now on our fourth show. So we're doing three solo shows. That's our plan at the moment, three solo shows a year, and then one large group show during the summer when we might get 10, 12 artists all showing at the same time.
Which is the one I came to, I think, was the first one that I came to, was the group show. And are you seeing that kind of, you know, so far, are you sort of seeing those connections with the art world happening? Are you seeing kind of the gallery sort of opening? Because I imagine there's also this kind of symbiotic relationship between the gallery and the design practice.
There
so are you
is.
Seeing some things that are happening that you perhaps didn't predict, or that you're kind of happy that those things are working together?
For the longest time, we were just, you know, a little secret agency out the way, you know, on the first floor above a hairdresser.
Yeah.
I mean, we had our clients who love us and we've worked with them for many years. And so, you know, we were happily making a living and growing. But then we had this increased visibility, but we still kept ourselves to ourselves. We're not particularly networked into the whole kind of industry, really. But by opening up the gallery, the biggest thing that's changed is that we've really begun to realize the impact that we can make on the area.
Yeah.
So many people come to see the work and they say, we haven't seen any work like this in Chelmsford for the longest time.
Yeah.
Because we are particularly focusing on a particular, you know, sector of the arts. And so we're seeing lots of people coming in with a hunger and a thirst to engage with the kind of art that we're showing. And then out of that, of course, there's links with the cultural leaders in Chelmsford, people, you know, like yourself and others who have invited us to participate and have more of a voice in the cultural life of the city, and feeling like, in a way, you know, one of the things that Chelmsford really struggles with is that it doesn't have a public art gallery. It has no art school, doesn't even have a concert venue.
No.
So I mean,
there are lots of things that it does have.
Sure.
But there are
some headline art
gaps.
Yeah, and there are some great art festivals now, which is just amazing. The street art festival is extraordinary. You know, the other arts festivals that are going on, which is great. There's some really great community art spaces, and things are growing. And there are a number of art galleries in Chelmsford, all kind of selling kind of quite commercialised, you know, decorative art. But there's nowhere really that's kind of showing work by emerging artists with something to say, something to really engage, you know, your emotion, I guess, mm-hmm. as well as your intellect. And so I think as I've started to show the kind of work that gets under my skin, we're discovering that there's more and more people out there who are thirsty for that kind of expression.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
How do you decide on which artists show in the gallery? Where do they come from? Do you walk in or...?
We've had a couple of people come and talk to us about that, but I think for me it's kind of by osmosis, really, or, you know, just by coincidence. I mean, I go and see shows. Marcia came to us because I went to see a group show with a friend, and one of her pieces I found so compelling that I couldn't turn my back on it. I couldn't leave the gallery without going back and having another look, and then I ended up just buying it. And then I met Marcia and we got talking, and I said, I would love to have this work in, you know, if you've got a body of work that we could show. And so she invited us to her studio. It was a huge volume of work, all mm-hmm. based on this same idea. And so, I mean, you know, links through Instagram, you know, the work that I love is very immediate for me. It's, you know, there's a sense of, if I have that visceral, which is a really key word for me at the moment, if I have that visceral emotional response to it, then I want to investigate more.
So in some ways there has to be a level of serendipity to who you're choosing and when.
Yeah, because, I mean, we're in the early days, right? We're in the early days, and I know that from other friends of mine who are gallerists, then there comes a time when, you know, you're approached by artists a lot.
Mm.
But also I think I thought we were going to be looking at kind of emerging, you know, early career artists, whether that's a young person or someone who's older, who's come to it older.
Mm.
But I don't know that we'll stick to that. I think, I mean, ultimately, I'd love to have the gallery full of Tracy Emin and Frank Auerbachs, you know. That might be a little way down the line. And the great thing about the gallery is that we're not reliant on sales to keep the place open, so we don't have to compromise on the kind of art that we show. So because the design studio pays for the space,
yes,
the gallery, it just gives, I guess it gives me scope to bring in work that speaks to stuff that appeals to me. And that is, you know, it's tied to the music, it's tied to this sense of visceral art. And I don't want the work that I love to engage with doesn't leave me as I was when before I saw it. And there's this poem by a writer called Lang Leave. It's called Wounded. And she says, a bruise is tender, but does not last. It leaves me as I always was. But a wound I take much more to heart, for a scar will always leave its mark. And if you should ask me which you are, the answer is, you are a scar. And that idea, and particularly with someone like Frank Auerbach, and I work in charcoal, and he worked a lot in charcoal, and he's got a show coming up in the new year at the Court Hall, which I can't wait to get to. His charcoal portraits are so visceral. With the medium onto the paper, he would draw one portrait 20 times over on the same piece of paper, and at the end of every sitting, he would destroy it. And then he would work into it again and destroy it and work. And he would work into it with the charcoal, and then he would remove it with an eraser and then work back in. And the paper would be torn, there'd be patches. And what emerges from these extraordinary drawings is almost like a sculptural presence that emerges from the chaos of his visceral attack of the medium.
Mm.
And I get that feeling when I see his work, and I get that, you know, like listen to Radiohead and National Anthem, and so we'll come on to listen to The Comet's Coming. That same sense of seeing the artist. One of the things I'm really, really keen on is with artists is don't show me what I can already see. Show, and it used to be, show me how you see it. But actually more today, it's more about show me how you feel. So you go to the, you know, the National Gallery, and you stand in front of Constable's The Hay Wains, one of the most famous paintings in British art history. And I'm left utterly cold by it. And I'm like, well, it's beautifully painted. I mean, his mastery of colour and light and brushstroke and all those things. But at the end of the day, it's a wooden cart in a stream. And I'm like, and? What's your point? You know, I could come back to it 20, 30 years later, it's still going to be a cart in a stream. Now,
at the time,
It's a cart in a stream. It's a lovely pastoral scene, you know, and that's fine. But now, listen, you know, art is a very broad term, right? And I totally understand and appreciate that it's very subjective.
Yeah.
But for me, there's a difference between being a craftsperson and highly skilled. You know, I'm good at drawing, and I'm boring myself with my own work because I'm like, I'm really good at drawing, but so what? Where is the thing that I want to say? Where is the connection? Where's the emotion? Where's that? I want work to do to me. I don't know how far we are away from playing this next track.
We're very close.
This track is called The Blood of the Past. There's something about that kind of visceral. This show we've got at the moment is called Bleeding Hearts, and it's about how heartbreak renders, you know, holes in you that through which blood pours out. And there's a series of paintings that was at the Tate Modern. I think they've just taken them down as they've just rehung, but they're part of the permanent collection. A series of paintings called Bacchus by Cy Twombly. And there's these three enormous canvases, and they're just these huge red, visceral circles, and Bacchus is the Roman god of wine and intoxication, and he talks about painting should come from a place of one ecstatic impulse. So this for me is what it's all about, is that pouring out of visceral emotion onto your subject, whatever it is, and this kind of the wine, the intoxication, the sense of the blood, the heartbreak, you know, what's it Ray LaMontagne says, try to ignore this blood on the floor, it's just my heart and my sleeve that's bleeding. Show me art that threatens to reach into my guts, pull the entrails out, make some sort of balloon shaped animal out of them and shove them back in again, and then say good luck with the rest of your day. That's the art that I want to engage with, art that is not a bruise. It doesn't affect me one day and is gone the next, but it leaves a scar, leaves its mark. And, you know, Blood of the Past is another one of those pieces of music that would just... I remember the first time I had a lovely friend who's, in many ways, she encapsulates all that I love about art. She's an utterly arresting individual. And I was listening to a playlist that she put together, and this track came on, and my whole world stopped. And I could not pull myself. It's an 8-minute long track, right? But it does all those things in music that, what's it that someone said about art decorates space and music decorates time? So this does everything for me musically that I look for in great art.
Let's have a listen.
Oh,
voices begin to speak. What ignorance is cannot be argued over anymore. It is too late for pleading. White picket dreams put you off the scent. The world is screaming. Rooted in a trivial concern, in insecurities, in a need to make face and keep up and drown out the many voices within. Imagine a culture that has at its root a more soulful connection to land and to lovers. But I can hear the lie before you speak. There is nothing but progress to eat, and we are so fat and so hungry, and the black wrists are cuffed in the pig van, while the white shirt and tie in the tube car, distraction and pizza. Pictures of beer and guilt about urges, sexual distrust and abandon to nothingness. Give me something I can nail myself to. Give me a savagely dressed talking head who has something about them I trust and despise. And what of it anyway? These windows don't open. They were designed to stay closed. Shower, smoothie, coffee, commute, check the internet, never stop, never stop. There is a scar on the soul of the world, and it needs you to look. The blood of the past is here, it remains. The blood of the murders, the bodies like sacks, leaking brain on stacked chest and back on the plains, it remains. To acknowledge without guilt, to accept without condition, and to listen when other people tell you how you have behaved. Truth is, it's for us to feel and be moved, but I hear the clatter of bone against steel. It is coming, it will not be stilled, it is there. In the air, scorched white, the reflection of sunlight on glass, bouncing back into sunlight on glass, bouncing back. Industrialized, denial, business as usual. So roll your eyes, shake your head, turn away and call me names. I'm okay with that. Too proud. Unable to listen, we keep speaking. Motored by blood, unable to notice ourselves. Unable to stop, and unwilling to learn.
FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
That's a lovely version from Cat Power. That was Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. We still got Gareth with us in the studio. Gareth, thank you for that. I feel like we've been on a journey together, actually, this afternoon. And we've had some incredible insights. And I think the thing that kind of resonates with what you were saying is that sometimes you do go and see something and it's those things that stay with you and those little kind of, you know, almost like flashbacks of memory of the thing that you saw or the thing that you listened to. And that's the kind of gift that arts and culture gives us all, I think, is that, you know, imprint in our memory of that experience that we had. You can trace back, you know, what sometimes you can kind of think about where you were, who you were with. It kind of fills out our memories, doesn't it, when you have those really visceral responses to something that you've either loved or been shocked by or been challenged by or whatever. But it's kind of all of that kind of, you know, that rich tapestry, isn't it, of understanding what culture and arts and culture is really important to us all.
Well, I think it's the arts is what largely differentiates us from the rest of the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
It is what it's what defines us, I think, more as humans than anything else. It's the sense of self-expression and emotion and, yeah, those moments that sear themselves onto your story.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we at the end of the day? It's just we're a collection of extraordinary moments of memories, and there's other than you know, family and love and hate and all those things. It's but the arts is the way that we find a language to express that.
Yeah, absolutely. So for people who want to come and experience the gallery, I mean, you've been very generous about saying, you know, if you want to just come and see it whenever we're there, you can pop in. Mm. The current exhibition is on until the 14th of December. Yeah. So if you are in Chelmsford over the next few days, just pop in. And I didn't realise that you could just pop in, because I thought busy design practice wouldn't want people just knocking on the door. But you do. You welcome
that. Well, because we're creative. You know, it's not, you know, we don't sit down at our desks at 8:30 in the morning and just sort of plod our way through the day. You know, it's as a creative agency, we thrive on moments of coincidence, and we just never know where that next piece of inspiration is going to come from. And just interrupting our day with great talk about art, and because we'd often say to people, "What's moved you? What's spoken to you? What's the voice?" And we get a lot from that, as much as the people who come into the gallery. But yeah, we're in Chelmsford on New London Road, number 74, just behind Marks and Spencer's there. And
very easy to get to, and to follow you on all the usual socials channels.
Yep, hashtag Spread Creative, or look us up at spreadcreative.com.
And what's your plans for the new year? Do you have some more exhibitions in mind?
Yes. I can't say much at the moment, because I've reached out to an artist over the last couple of days whose work is just... she's amazing. So, yes, looking forward to that. And then we'll be sort of gearing up. We'll have another show. So that'll be sort of February, March. And then we'll have another show sort of after Easter. Mm-hmm. And then we'll gather probably about 10 artists for a big summer show.
Nice.
And that's normally on for a couple of... But, you know, a lot of shows are only on for a very limited time. We like to have our shows on for sort of 6-8 weeks.
Yeah, which actually makes it much easier for people to get to, isn't it? Because when they're on sort of 2-week rounds, then
And in between shows, we've got a collection of art that we put up anyway.
It's just there.
And we've got loads of art books and... So come and talk to us about art.
And if you are in Chelmsford or working in Chelmsford, and you know you yourself are a creative person or know anyone that is, you can also join myself and Gareth and be part of Ignite Chelmsford, which is the voice of the creative industry in Chelmsford. So you've just recently joined as a partner in Ignite, and we went off to meet all the partners on Wednesday, and I was explaining at the top of the show that we all went to the Makerspace in Colchester, which was amazing, and now I'm on a mission to make that happen in Chelmsford through Culture Chelmsford. But I think that there's a great network in Chelmsford, and it's starting to kind of really share what those kind of the voice of that creative sector is about, what it needs, what it kind of, you know, what it wants to do and how it wants to represent itself. And it's a growing network, which is really great. And, you know, one of the sort of benefits, I suppose, is that by opening up the doors to places like your studio, Chelmsford found you. You were already there, but the kind of creative network found you, and now you're part of that group and you're a partner on that group. So hopefully we'll find many, many more incredible creative people and bring them along on this journey with us.
Well, there have to be.
Yeah.
There have to be. I mean, that's what defines us as humanity. And so many times people come into the gallery and they say, "Oh, I'm not a very creative person." I'm like, hang on a minute. You are, by the very fact that you're here and you're living and you're breathing.
Yeah.
You know, there's that creative spark within you. You just need to discover it.
Thank you so much for joining us, being so candid and telling us about your creative journey. And we look forward to seeing the new exhibition in the new year.
Thank you very much.
Well, when you do know what it is, we'll give you a big plug. And, you know, you're welcome to come back on the arts programme. If you want to come back after that, you're very welcome to come back anytime.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gareth. Right, Natalie, do you want to talk about this new Christmas song that we have got in our playlist? Shall we play it first?
Yeah, let's give it a play. I'll tell you all about it after.
Nice. Let's have a listen then. Okay, this was the Christmas Crackers, Doctor and the Medics. It's Christmas time again. So tell us about this then.
So this is by local filmmaker Tony Fadell. And he has made a range of films for the last 10, 15 years in Essex. Small budget, big budget, you know, from 10 grand to £1 million, et cetera, et cetera. And he was talking to one of the local charities recently, probably about 2 months ago, and they were talking about how they buy these gifts for children that are celebrating Christmas in hospital over Christmas and New Year, and they get their Santa to come and give them the gifts. And basically he was so moved by this thought that he got in touch with Doctor and the Medics and a load of other singers and said, I want to make a Christmas single to raise money for these kids. So it's a really nice background to it. But obviously, because he's a filmmaker, quite a lot's been put into the video of the song as well. So the video starts in this Dickensian scene where a group of children are questioning whether or not Santa exists, you know, in good Christmas Carol style of, oh, but I've never had a gift before. How do I know Santa exists? In that accent. Mm-hmm. But luckily enough, Santa is on hand to put them right and celebrations begin again. So that was released a couple of weeks ago, and you can download the song on all of the streaming platforms that you can think of. And you can also send some money to it's the Queen's and King's Hospitals charity where the money is going to.
Nice.
To make sure that kids get a gift on Christmas Day from them.
Nice.
So you can donate at indiegogo.com, search Christmas Crackers and it's Christmas time again, or you can just watch the video and share it. They're saying if you watch the video and enjoy it and share it and stream the song, you know, everything is worth something to them, because it's just putting the thought of Christmas and, you know, making sure children get a nice time over the new year. So it's all very nice.
That's very nice.
Yeah, and it's got Doctor and the Medics.
And what else do you want? Does he still have the hair?
And the hair is amazing.
Is it?
You need to watch the video.
Oh, we'll watch the video.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's always disappointing when you see somebody that you quite liked in the 80s and then you kind of go, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wayne Hussey, lead singer of The Mission. Oh, such a shame. Anyway. There was a couple of events that we wanted to make sure that we got in.
Yeah.
One was the Christmas lunch.
Yeah, so this is another lovely local initiative by a creative called Emma Clark. She's organising a Christmas lunch on 25th December at Blackmore Village Hall between 1 and 5. And this is for if you're alone at Christmas. So it's nothing to do with financial support. It's about whether or not you will be spending the day alone. And she wants to bring a real nice community vibe together. She's organised entertainment, food. She's got a range of volunteers coming to give her a hand to just make the day really nice and jolly.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. It's being supported by the Blackmore Village Hall Trust as well. So they're putting some time and funds into it. And all you need to do to book is email christmaslunch@yahoo.com.
That's such a lovely thing. If I was in Brentwood this Christmas, which I will not be, I think I'd probably go along and help at that, because that's such a really lovely thing.
Yeah, I think she could probably do with more volunteers and that kind of
yes.
thing as well.
So if you want to go, if you're on your own, or you're up for volunteering on Christmas Day for a few hours, then please go along and do that. We'll put that on our socials as well. And just kind of finally, a couple of don't forget that Let It Snow at the Brentwood Theatre on Friday the 15th and Monday the 18th. They're doing a pay what you can session.
Yep.
They're really interested to try out this new model, and hopefully that mean lots of other people can come along to their Christmas family musical. It's on both those days, 15th and the 18th at 6 p.m. There is a minimum ticket price of £3 per ticket, and that's kind of cover some basic costs. But please do play what you can above that, and get your tickets from Ticket Source at Brentwood Theatre. Or you can call the box office, of course. We probably haven't got time for too much more, but let's play one more track in our alternative Christmas mix. This is Snow Patrol, who have sadly broken up when I get home for Christmas.
Christmas. Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
That's pretty much all we've got time for, I think, Natalie, isn't it? I think we've kind of come to the end of the show already. It's gone very quickly because we've had such a lovely conversation for the show. But we do need to give the Panto a plug.
Yes.
Because next very Sunday, tune in for the fiasco that is going to be our first ever live Panto on air. We're very excited about the Snowball.
On the live.
Yes. Focus on the live. Yeah, anything could happen, and hopefully all fun and dance, and it'll be great, and everyone will enjoy themselves.
Yes.
But yeah, so that's next Sunday. So if you were thinking that it was going to be the usual magazine-style arts programme, it's not. It's going to be Panto, which is very much fun anyway.
Yes.
So.
But right now, we're handing over to the King of Groove, the legend Nigel, for the best in soul and funk to get you through the rest of the evening.
And remember, if you want to suggest anything that you would like to hear on the show about the world of arts and culture, please do get in touch with us at theartsprogramme@phoenixfm.com, or you can find us on the socials at Programme Arts. So that's all there's time for this week. Next week it'll be totally different, and then we've got one more programme, and then it's Christmas.
Yes, already.
Yes, that's all for now. We'll leave you with these two alternative Christmas songs. The first one is The Band of Horses, and then following with The Smashing Pumpkins.
Of course.
I've been Claire.
And I've been Natalie. And this has been the Arts Programme on Phoenix FM.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Sunday evenings are always better on Phoenix FM. Taking you to the bridge.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay.